I'm really glad tonight to have Brother Pastor Barry Lee with us. Brother Lee, would you come and lead us in prayer tonight? Brother Lee is Colt Adams' uncle. He is also pastor at First Baptist Church in Sauk Village and has been there for
a little over 27 years.
27 plus years. Amen. Isn't that a blessing? He's a good brother and, again, related to the Adams. And so glad that he is here tonight as well as the rest of the family. Brother Barry, God bless you. Lead us in prayer tonight. Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Well, let's go ahead and pray. Our Heavenly Father, dear Lord, Father, what an honor and what a thrill to be able to be here this evening and Lord, just to be able to stand here behind this sacred desk and pray for your blessings on the service this evening. Lord, indeed, it's a great honor not to be taken lightly. Father, we do thank you for your many blessings, and we do thank you for the opportunity to be here, not only on a midweek service, but for this very special graduation tonight. And, Lord, we do pray that you'd bless each and every part of the service this evening. And, Lord, I do pray for the graduates, kindergarten and junior high and high school. And, Lord, it's an exciting night for them. Father, I pray that you'd bless them. I pray that you'd just encourage their hearts and be with them this evening, that it would be everything they dreamed it might be. And Lord, just be with them in the days to follow. Father, even from the little ones, that they might be looking forward to a life of service for you. And for those that are graduating from eighth grade, getting ready for high school, or high school getting ready for college, Lord, I just pray that you would guide their steps and watch over them, and that they would always have your will and your work first place in their life. And Father, just please bless them. And for the families that have invested in this, I thank you for them and their willingness in many cases to sacrifice. Lord, I pray that you'd bless them for the investment that they've made in these young people. And Lord, we thank you for this great church and the great work that's done and the opportunities, the school, and just everything that's here, Lord. We thank you for Brother Angel and the ministry here. We just pray that you continue to bless. And Father, again, just please bless every part of the service tonight now. And we ask it in Jesus' name and amen.
Thank you, Brother
Lee. You may be seated. Thank you for coming tonight. This is our first time we've had our kindergarten graduation along with our high school graduation. And if you're family or parents, please feel free to get a picture with caps and gowns. You only get one chance here. So it is a joy for the three kindergartners tonight as we start our program. And they're going to begin for us, so if they'll come up at this time.
ABCD. Jesus died for you and me. H-I-J-K-L-M-N. Jesus died for sinful men. Amen! O-P-Q-R-S-T-U. I believe God's word is true. U-V-W, God has promised you. X-Y-Z, a home eternally. The secret, author unknown. We have a secret, just we three. The robin and I in the sweet cherry tree. The robin told the tree and the tree told me. But nobody knows it except we three. But of course the robin knows best, cause he built the... I shan't tell the rest. It laid the poor little... something in it. I'm afraid I shall tell it any minute. But it's the tree and the robin don't peep. Try my best the secret to keep. So I know when the little birds fly about, the whole secret will be out.
I can count by twos. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30, 32, 34, 36, 38, 40, 42, 44, 46,
November, December. Spring, summer, fall, winter.
Real wolf fell upon the flock. Whoa! Cried the boy.
Spring! You wake the dead. He fooled us every time, they said. And let that hungry wolf enjoy his feast of mutton, lamb, and boy. The moral is this. A man who is wise does not defend himself with lies. Liars are not believed for suit. Even when liars tell the truth.
Guys did a great job. Wonderful job. This time we'd like to just recognize the families of the kindergarten graduates. And we'll just introduce you if you'll stand with your family. And at the end we'll give a round of applause to all the families. If you're part of the Trace Jamison family, if you'll stand if you're here this evening. If you're here for Alex Luco, if you'll stand this evening. And in the balcony, there are some there as well. Quinn Munkowski, if you're here for them, for her this evening. Let's give them all a round of applause. Thank you for coming tonight. I have a note from their teacher. They've actually had three teachers this year. And this teacher is from Miss Jana Payne. They've also had, she's here tonight, Miss Jamie Putnam. Get it correct? Jamie Putnam was Jamie Clem when she taught for us. And so thank you for teaching, Miss Jamie. And then Miss Glenda Payne as well. She taught towards the end of the year. And then Miss Jana Payne closed it out with the awards tonight. So let me read a note from their teacher about each of these kindergarten graduates. What a fun class. Definitely not short on personality. Each student brought a different element of joy and fun. Trace. Trace was my math whiz. When it dealt with numbers, he was excited, as we saw tonight, that's for sure. He is a hard worker in school. Also, his tender heart was evident each morning during prayer time. It was very common for him to ask prayer for someone else. His silly storytelling and infectious laugh kept us in stitches. Alex, a man of many words. He absolutely loves to read. Reading and writing came easily to Alex, but that didn't stop him from working hard. He enjoyed a good challenge and would put forth the effort to rise to the occasion. Sharing his snack with his teacher became a daily thrill for him. Now that's real love, for sure. Taking care of others brought him joy. And Quinn. What a big personality in such a little girl. She loved playing with her classmates and hugging her teachers, as I can attest to that as well. She always jumped in with both feet when it came to school events and activities. Spirit Week truly brought out her spirit and her smile. I will miss her dearly, and I will miss her daily hugs, and I love you, Mrs. Payne. I'm very thankful and honored to have had the opportunity to work with these wonderful students and parents. Thank you, parents, for entrusting me with your precious kiddos. Sincerely, Mrs. Jana Payne. This time, if I could have the graduates, please stand. Trace Elijah Jameson. Alexander James Luco. Quinn Noel Munkowski. My pleasure to introduce to you the kindergarten graduating class of 2015. You may move your tassels. Right. We're going to move forward with our second part of the graduation tonight. And this part is the eighth grade graduation. And if you are a parent or maybe some family or friends representing an eighth grader, will you please stand at this time? We'd just like to see who you all are and give them a big round of applause. Thank you all for coming tonight. You may be seated. Well, what a fun class this eighth grade class has been. We've had a good time in math class with them. And so if the graduates will please stand this evening. Colt Weston Adams. Alvaro Ezekiel Ballesteros. Sierra Nicole Pixley. Melinda Jo Reardon. Manuela Romero Zavala. Congratulations, this is the incoming freshman class. Give a round of applause. At this time, we're going to have the high school ensemble sing a song, I Remember the Day. Thank you. This time I'd like to ask the parents and friends and family of the graduates, and so we'll go ahead and just announce at the very end, or give a round of applause at the very end to all the families. So if you're here as part of Cherith Angel's family, if you'll stand, we'll just have you all stand and remain standing till the very end. If you're here with Jaquan Bibbs and his family, if you'll please stand. Rick Dela Cruz's family, Luke Kent's family, and Bailey Smith's family. Please give them all a round of applause. You may be seated. Well, this is my time to talk to you five, and boy, there's been so many great things we've done, you all have done over your senior year and through the years of high school, and I first of all want to say congratulations to each and every one. What a big night. Congratulations to all the parents and family that are here. To make it from kindergarten to high school, not everybody gets this opportunity tonight. And so what a joy it is to see you all and be able to be a part of this. And I'm so excited for you. I begin to think about some of the memories over the senior year. And I'll try just to mention a couple. I know we saw a video and that gave us enough right there alone. But there are a few things that I can recall from this past senior class. I remember blowing up pumpkins. A little bit of part of that. I saw some of that go on. Someone happened to sleep in during a time, one of our favorite time, when we go and get Krispy Kreme. Rick, he slept in just... It's okay, Rick. I thought about it, and I said, you know what? If I'm going to tell on you, I got to tell on myself as well. And yes, I backed in when we went up to the Holocaust Museum. And we've gone back and forth. Rick tries just to one-up whatever you've done bad. You know, if you tell him he's done something bad, then he tries to one-up that. And so I'll put myself out there as well tonight. And then, of course, to finish off the year with, you'll have to ask them about this one, the LARPing story. And I won't go very far into that one either, but you can ask Bailey later. She'll tell you all about that one. I'll avoid. And then, of course, I can't neglect the nicknames, and those you definitely will have to ask each one of them of what they are. But we've had a great time. Enjoyed the time, chapel times together, and seeing the spirit bucket, and you guys get involved, and pilots and singing. What a joy it's been. I'm in 2 Timothy tonight, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I'll read one verse, and then give you two just real brief points, and then we'll move on with the ceremonies tonight. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, Paul says, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. We need, the five of you, to be finishers. Amen. We need finishers. And you know, I think about this stage of your life, and really up to this point, if you want to look at it, and the analogy where Paul was, he was finishing his course at this point. And really, you guys are just at the point of beginning. And if I could say this, you know, Paul talked often about a race that he ran. And you guys are starting your race. If you could think about it as a young child, you begin to get on a bicycle with training wheels. And if I could use this analogy, you're getting rid of the training wheels now. They're coming off. Mom and dad aren't there to stabilize you the way throughout your high school years. It's you. And you're going to have some things that are grounded. Paul doesn't seem to me like somebody who did anything half-hearted. He doesn't seem like somebody that just ho-hum about anything. And so he finished his way. And I just want to encourage you with a few points. Number one, wherever you're at in your race, be all there. Right. Wherever you're at in your race, yes, be all there. My dad used to say that to me quite often. Be all there. Whatever you're doing, be all there. If it's going off to Bible college, if it's going off to a secular field, be all there. Work hard. Do your very best in everything you do. Do your very best. When it comes to college work, when it comes to just doing work, be all there. When it comes to your family later on, be all there. Be all there for them as well. And then the other thing that I see as well, it's very important, and I think it's dying. And I hope you guys have this grounded, kicking those training wheels off. Keep a consistent Bible reading and prayer time. keep a consistent Bible reading and prayer time. Be a very, very, very glad day when you just be steady. We hear it preached from the pulpit so often. Preacher talks about those that he's met with and what they get away from. Generally, it's Bible reading and prayer. So if I could encourage you guys to keep going and to finish your course, you're going to have a consistent Bible reading and prayer time.
Amen.
That was my thought for you guys tonight, and so I hope you take that with you. Find my place here. We'll move along and give some awards tonight. And one of the awards we give out tonight is the top soul winner. We did not have a top male soul winner. We did have a tie for the top female soul winner. I thought it very fitting that the top female soul winners tonight were Cherith Angel and Bailey Smith. Congratulations. Come on up. The next award is the top GPA for the junior high, and I'll read the second place first, and then I'll read the top GPA, the winner. In second place, with a 3.47 GPA, was Bethany Seaman. Congratulations to her. Give her a round of applause. And winning the award for the top GPA for the junior high with a 3.6 GPA is Mindy Reardon. The next is the top GPA for the senior high, and again, I'll read second place and then first place. With a 3.74 GPA was Bailey Smith. Congratulations to you, John Bailey. And top GPA for the senior high with a 3.81 GPA, Cherith Angel. This time we're going to have one of our seniors' speech and the salutatorian speech, and as well with the speech as an award, and Bailey Smith, if you'll come up this time.
Okay. Now, I'm very nervous, so if I say anything too crazy, just keep going. Okay. Okay. So, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out tonight and sharing in my fellow seniors' nice special night. It means a lot that you would come out. So, I guess, as you could guess, I have so many people that I wish I could thank that have influenced me throughout my years here at FBA. But to thank every single person would take forever, and I know you all do not want to stay here forever. So I will just thank a few people. I'd like to thank, of course, Preacher and Brother Bragg. I know you guys hear this every year, but thank you for the amazing school you've run. I'll never forget the time that my mom and I were talking in the car, and she was like, okay, she's like, would you rather go back to public school or would you rather go to FBA? And immediately I was just like, oh, I want to go back to FBA. I was like, it seems so fun and I have so many friends there. And I think I just knew I belonged here. And I want to thank you guys for the school. To Mrs. Thomason, Ms. Seaman, and Ms. McGraw, you three ladies are some of the hardest working ladies I've ever met. And you can really tell how much you love us by how much work you put into everything and how you want everything to be top of the line and first class for students. And you spend so much time and your own money to put things together for us students. I want to say thank you guys very much. To my fellow classmates, the seniors, thank you guys so much for making all my years great. We've all become really close friends, and I love you guys, and I want us to be a class that in a couple years, when we look back, we're all still in church, and we're all making a difference in people's lives, and I want to be that class. To my younger classmates, I want to say thank you so much for making this the best senior year anyone could ever ask for. We just jumped into all kinds of different things, whether it was the ribbon squad or the baton squad, you know, crazy stuff like that that we could have had bad attitudes about. You know, we had good attitudes and we had a lot of fun. And I want to say thank you guys. And if I could give you guys any advice, I would say to make the absolute most of your high school years. You only get one shot at this, whether it's youth conferences or teen activities, whatever it is, just go at it full speed and just have the best time because you only have it once. To my parents, I want to say thank you so much. You guys have just been so good to me. To my dad, you're a very loving and kind person, and you've always taught me to put family first, and you taught me a lot of things about life that you can't learn in a classroom. I want to say thank you. To my mom, I don't even know that I can put into words how thankful I am to you. Sorry. You're my best friend and my role model, Mom. Thank you for all the hard work, time, and prayer you put into me. I hope you know how grateful I am, and I hope one day I can be half the woman that you are. Okay, sorry. Enough of the crying. Okay. FBA has been a very special place to me for all these years, and I will definitely miss it so much. My teachers have taught me to always work hard and to do my best and to never stop learning and pushing myself out of my comfort zone. You can never stop learning is something that Ms. Thomason always tells us, and I plan to keep learning. I learned how to take victory and defeat from the volleyball court. Ms. Hall would always push us to do our best. And I've learned that the teachers here really do care about you doing God's will and that serving God really does pay off. So in my sister's speech 4 years ago, she said something that's kind of stuck with me ever since, and I remember it from time to time. She said she can never thank every single person personally for all that they've done in her life. And she said the best way that you could show your gratitude was to do God's will for your life and to show everybody that you really appreciate all that they've invested into you by doing your absolute best in your life and doing what God wants. And my sister accomplished that, and she's been a very good role model to me and my sister. And by God's grace, I want to do the same thing. So as I leave to begin a new chapter in my life, I pray that I can thank you all in this place enough. Thank you.
Every year it's my privilege to make a couple of presentations that I really enjoy making, and that those are our Knight in Shining Armor Award and our Armor Bearer Award. We make those presentation of those certificates at the award banquet, and sometimes reenact that here at graduation rather than reenact the presenting of the certificates that we gave this past Tuesday night. Brother Bragg has to just take a minute and just introduce the winners of those awards. The Knight in Shining Armor Award is given to a former graduate who has gone on to fulfill and possess what we believe is the most important thing about being a student at FBA. It's our understanding that God is not going to call everybody into full-time ministry. Thank the Lord. Several of our students have gone into full-time ministry, and even some more planning to do that in the future. But even though you may not be called to be in a full-time ministry, everybody is called to be a full-time Christian, and we're excited about those that go into ministry. We're excited about those who graduate and, as Bailey said, stay in church and fulfill the will of God for their lives as a faithful, involved member of a local church. And this year, we recognized two of our alumni who graduated in the class of 2004, and we have a representation of both of those type people. Brother Eric Britt, would you please stand, remain standing? Brother Eric is a faithful member of our church here, works in the afternoon bus ministry on one of the bus routes, teaches one of the afternoon Sunday school classes, and is just here faithfully serving the Lord and has been for these years. And then Abby Miller, if you would please, Abby, stand. And Abby, of course, is married to Pastor Alan Miller at the Heritage Baptist Baptist Church in Burlington, Iowa, and it was our privilege to recognize these two as our Knights in Shining Armor for 2015. All right. And then our Armor Bearer Award goes to an adult who has shown some, gone over and beyond what is normal and what's maybe expected. Most times, this award goes to somebody who's not involved with the school, who comes in, not a paid involved person, comes in and donates time. But occasionally, we have a staff member that does something just above and beyond the call of duty, and the Armor Bearer Award goes to one of those type people this year, and that person put together our ribbon squad, our baton squad, at our basketball and volleyball games. That literally, I don't know that we've ever had a more exciting time than during the ribbon and baton squad. I don't remember if we won or lost the games, because the baton and ribbon squads were just outstanding. And the teacher that had the burden put her own money into it, put time beyond what she already goes overboard doing, was Ms. Sharon Thomason. So, Sharon, if you would please stand. She's our Armor Bearer Award winner this year. Thank you so much.
We're going to have our valedictorian speech at this time, so Cherith Angel will come up, and as she gives the speech, she also will accept her award.
Good evening. On behalf of the senior class of 2015, I would like to thank each of you for coming tonight. It's a very special time for all of us graduates, and it means a lot to have you here on this. However, on this momentous occasion, it would be wrong not to say some thank you. So there are three groups of people that I would like to thank. First, I would like to thank Faith Baptist Church. I really believe that we have one of the best churches here in America, and I can't imagine what my life would be like without church. I have learned so much, whether it has been from the Sunday school teachers teaching me how to be a good Christian, or from working on the bus ministry, teaching me to have patience, lots and lots of patience, love and compassion. I love this place, and to me, leaving this church is going to be one of the hardest things about going off to college. Second, I would like to thank Faith Baptist Academy. I have been so privileged to attend all 13 years of my schooling at a Christian school. It is such a blessing to go to a school where you don't have to worry about drugs or alcohol, but rather have a safe and fun learning environment where you can learn about our Lord and pray and read the Bible freely. I want to say a big thank you to all of my teachers. So many have invested their time, money, effort, and prayers to influence our lives. They have not only taught me academics, but also practical life lessons just by living their lives for the glory of God. My teachers have inspired me to also be a teacher someday. And as I acquire my training at Providence this fall, and hopefully teach in the future, I hope to be half as good as they are. Third, I would like to thank the most important group of people in my life, my family. A lot of people have the pleasure of having a great dad. Many people have the joy of having a great pastor, but even fewer people have the privilege of having both in the same person. Dad, for 18 years, you have fulfilled two of the most important roles in my life. As pastor, I want to thank you for making it a priority to spend time with the student body every week. We always appreciate it when you preach in school chapel and occasionally Bible classes. I love it when you come to school and just walk the halls, poking your head into the classrooms just to say hi. It makes us students feel very honored that our pastor cares enough about the young people in the church to make us a part of his day. As dad, you have been everything and so much more of what a girl needs in a father. You have provided a home of love, provision, safety, and trust, and for that I am truly grateful. Mom, what a better example of a feminine, loving wife, mother, and lady than you. One of my most treasured scenes that stick in my mind is coming down the stairs every morning and seeing you on your knees in prayer. You have no idea the amount of comfort that brings to a child knowing that they are prayed for each day. I admire you and respect you more and more. I believe the songwriter wrote it best when he said, "I have a goodly heritage. I'm blessed with things you can't see. I have a goodly heritage, and that is worth far more to me. I could not have asked to have been born into a better family. I love each and every one of you so much." To the underclassmen, your graduation day is coming. I know right now it seems as if it will never come, but trust me, it flies. Before you know it, you will be up here in cap and gown receiving your diplomas. I challenge you to always have a good attitude. You have to be in school, so why not make it fun while you're at it? Jump in and participate. Respect your teachers, try the very best you can, and have a good attitude. To my fellow classmates, we did it. The day we have prayed and talked about and planned for has finally come. I know it seems like the world is getting worse every day, but as I read in the Bible, I find stories of how God used young people in difficult times, and I believe God can still work the same today. He can use us to make a difference in this world. And now, as we end this chapter of our lives and begin a new one, may we always serve the Lord, stay in church, and do what's right. And like Bailey said, let's make our lives a living thank you to those who have invested in us. Thank you.
The scripture this evening is found in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 30. Verses number 7 and 8. And I realize that many may not have a Bible this evening, so if you don't, that's okay. But I would ask that you would go ahead and join me in standing out of honor of God's Word and just follow along or listen as I read 1 Samuel chapter number 30, verse number 7 and verse number 8. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Let's pray this evening. Our Heavenly Father, we certainly are excited tonight for the young people here, excited for the graduates, the parents, the folks who have invested so much in their lives. And Lord, we do ask that you will bless them as they start their journey, Lord, in life. I ask that wherever the road of life takes them, Father, that they will center their lives around you, Father, and that they will keep you the main priority, Lord, and that this would be the beginning of something very, very wonderful in their lives. We ask it in your name. Amen. You may be seated.
I don't want to go.
Thank you, young people. Very good song and a great message in song. I want to speak to you tonight for just a few minutes on one word taken out of verse number 8 that Brother Luke read for us just a moment ago in 1 Samuel 30. David says, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he, God, answered him, David, "Pursue." That's the word I want to use tonight and for just a few minutes to challenge you as you graduate this evening from Faith Baptist Academy. You know, I was thinking every May, 18-year-olds, high school graduates walk across platforms and receive diplomas, and then it's off into the world to hopefully begin to make their way as a young adult. And I was thinking about how the condition of American society has changed over time. As the young men and women in the past have received their diplomas and headed out into uncharted waters. I was thinking early on, you know, some young boys didn't graduate. They left school after eighth grade to go work on the family farm. That was what was expected in that day. Some graduated into a time of world war. Some graduated into a draft notice. And their plans were interrupted by their country's need for their service in the military. Some graduated into prosperous and tranquil times, plenty of jobs available, an affordable cost of living. And in years gone by, a God consciousness that prevailed in this nation. Some graduated into a country torn apart over civil rights issues, assassinations of prominent citizens. I'm thinking 1968 and unrest and cultural upheaval. No high school senior can determine the kind of country he or she graduates into. Unfortunately, that's handed to you. But you can determine your course of action no matter the environment of the country into which you graduate. And I just have one word for you tonight concerning the country you're graduating into and your future. And that word is pursue. Pursue. Now, David had made a gross mistake after being chased by Saul for a long time. You remember that? Saul tried to kill him, temporarily insane. David and his 600 men had attempted to join the Philistine army, and they were preparing to fight against Israel, against their own home country. And thankfully, God providentially stepped in and deterred that plan. And so now they're turned away from the Philistine army, and they are, in chapter 30, returning to their homes in Ziklag, only to find that the Amalekites had taken all their families captive, all their possessions, and had burned their homes to the ground. That's devastating. And they came up upon that scene, and in verse number 6, the Bible says that David was greatly distressed, and so were the 600 men with him. The people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord, and then in verse number 7, he called for the ephod. Now that was part of the priestly garment that the high priest wore when he would seek God in prayer. He put that special garment on piece of garment. So David called for that. And in verse number 8, he began to inquire of the Lord. And David said, God, shall I pursue after this troop? And God answered with the word, pursue. Now, things look bleak. Things look very discouraging. They were confusing. But let me ask you a question. What would be gained by standing? What would be gained by sitting? What would be gained by being inactive? What could be changed by any of that? Nothing. So even though times were discouraging, and even though times were confusing, and even though they were distressed, you know what God said? He said, get moving. Do something. Get active. Pursue. Now, the country into which you graduate tonight is careening through stormy waters. You live in this world. You know what this world is like. Your heads are not in the sand. You hear, and you see, and you observe, and you absorb, and you know what's happening. I am not damaging your fragile psyches tonight, because you know the kind of society, the kind of country that you are encountering as you graduate. And it's not your choice. It's not your choice. But you do have this choice. Pursue. Pursue. Go make a difference. Go spread some salt. Go shine some light. You should be prepared. You should be prepared academically. You should be prepared spiritually. You should be prepared socially. You should be prepared. You know, and you have no one to blame but yourself if you're not. So now that you're prepared and ready, pursue. Get after what's ahead of you. Don't be idle. Don't be careless. Don't be lax. Pursue. Don't be on the defensive. Go on the offensive. You'll never make a difference just standing still. Go do something. Pursue. Three things about that word pursue tonight. They'll be quick. First of all, pursue in the will of God. Pursue in the will of God. Verse number 8, the Bible says that David inquired at the Lord. So David didn't just take off helter-skelter on his own agenda doing his own thing. He pursued in the will of God. He sought the Lord's will. Now all five of you, make a strong profession of faith. Make a strong testimony that you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. And I'll tell you something. Do you know that you are destined for unfulfillment if you don't live in the will of God? I can't make you a bunch of promises tonight. I can't talk about the future a whole lot. I don't know. But I can promise you this. You're saved. You belong to God. And I'll promise you complete fulfillment and contentment and satisfaction in your life is not going to be achieved outside of God's will. It's going to be found in God's will. I will tell you that. The most unhappy person in the world is not the lost person. The lost person is pursuing their own desires, the natural sinful desires that we're all born with. The most unhappy person in the world is the saved person who is pursuing outside of the will of God. Pursue in the will of God. And that may take you to the military. I don't know. That may take you to KCC. You have to go to Bible college to be in the will of God for every young person's life. I think it helps. But you know what? If you have found what you're going to do is in God's will, then get after it. Pursue in the will of God. You know, Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, what a promise. Romans 12, 2 tells us that there is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God, not just conglomerately or just as a corporate thing, but there is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God for each one of you. If I could alliterate that, I would say the will of God is favorable. It's good. It's favorable for you. It fits. It's acceptable. It fits you. And it is fulfilling. It is fulfilling. Whatever God's will is for you, as you move on from high school, pursue. Put your all into it, as Brother Bragg said in his comments. I think the way he put it was, be all there. And we didn't compare notes tonight about what we were going to talk about. He said it very well. Be all there. But just make sure that your all there is not what you want, but what He wants. And I tell you, it's never been more critical. It's never been more critical than it is right now. Because mom and dad have watched over your shoulder quite a bit the last 18 years. But now you get that age in life and that stage where you're going to start doing some things on your own. But don't do it on your own. Do it in the will of God. So pursue in the will of God. Number two, pursue implies effort. You know, some high school graduates get their diplomas and they wipe the damp perspiration off their brow and they think, boy, I'm glad that difficulty is behind me. Well, graduates, this is commencement. This is not the end. This is the beginning. And it's not the beginning of the end. It's the end of the beginning. And anyone who doesn't possess a strong work ethic is going to have a hard time pursuing. The damp perspiration on the forehead of your high school years is about to be replaced by beads of perspiration. And at some point, pure old-fashioned sweat. It's hard work. That's what pursue implies. Actively pursuing means that PlayStations are less and less used and replaced by thicker books and longer days of learning and training. It's called work. Now, I don't know, this is just my opinion. I don't have a Bible for this. Except for I do know that one of the things that killed the nation of Sodom and Gomorrah wasn't so much its homosexuality. The book of Ezekiel tells us as it was the bread of idleness. I don't know of anything plaguing our country more than the lazy, sorry, lazy work ethic that's absolutely invaded this country. And I'll tell you, whether ministry or non-ministry, I don't care what you pursue in life. If you're going to succeed at it, make a difference, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to work and work hard. Your president is a disgrace to his country. Over and over again, he has expressed his disdain for Americans who have been successful business people. A few years ago, he said in one of his campaign speeches about businesses, "You didn't build that, somebody else made that happen." Implying that hard work had nothing to do with their success. You know what he said last week? Last week he said the wealthy in this country were, quote, society's lottery winners. In other words, the reason they were successful was because they were just lucky. You know what the Bible says? In Proverbs 23:7, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." And the reason our president thinks that success is the result of luck is because that's what he's enjoyed. He's never done a thing. And it has set a horrible example for our country. Horrible. Horrible example. It's had nothing to do with color of skin. It has nothing to do with anything but other than just a horrible, horrible attitude about people who work hard. So you're not going to get any encouragement there. But you've got parents who've worked. And as you put it, Bailey, I think in your speech you talked about the hardworking teachers here at Faith Baptist Academy, and there's a whole church full of hardworking people here. And let me just say to you that God will still bless those who work hard. So put your nose to the grindstone. Pursue. Work hard. God still blesses that. You'll make a difference if you'll work hard. God blesses those who put their hearts into what they do, who are diligent and who persevere. Pursue implies work. It implies effort. And you've heard it said, the only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. It's the only place. So pursue in the will of God. And pursue implies effort. And then let me say thirdly tonight, pursue in faith. Now listen carefully. In verse number 8, God said, pursue. Now listen to this. "For thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover all." Now do you know how that looked to David at the moment? The Amalekites have a head start. David has 600 men. One third of them were about to become too faint to even continue in the chase. So now he's got 400 men and he's days behind the Amalekites. But God said. But God said. Pursue and you'll overtake them. I would imagine that as David started in his pursuit, it didn't look to him like it was going to happen. He probably thought this will never happen, but he kept moving ahead based on what God said. And I'll tell you, young people, God's promise was good. Because in verse number 19, the very end of the verse, the Bible says, let me just read this, there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. Listen to this. David recovered all. This is what God's promise was in verse 8. Thou shalt without fail recover all. Verse number 19, David recovered all. You know what that's called? That's called living by faith. That's called stepping out on what God said. God made a promise. And God makes good on His promises. And God's promises are as good today as they ever have been. God is as alive today as He was in David's day. If you will pursue in faith, if you will pursue believing in Him. I think Brother Bragg talked about the importance of your Bible time. You can pursue in the years ahead. In this country, in the condition that it is in, you can pursue successfully if you'll just step out on the promises of God's Word. Believe this book. Believe it. It's your success manual. It's got the key for success in every endeavor. Be it business, marriage, home, whatever you do in life, ministry. It's the success manual. Go after it based on God's Word. The Word of God will not let you down. As you pursue in faith, you will never ever regret standing on God's Word. Ever. Go make a difference. I know it's a crazy world. But it's been a crazy world for years. It's not any better. In fact, it may be a little bit worse. God must have an awful lot of confidence in you. Because it's not an accident when you were born. You're 18 now, and the country's in the shape it's in now. And God's not up in heaven going, oh my, look at the mess I made. No. Cherith, Jaquan, Rick, Luke, Bailey, God designed this night, designed you to graduate this night into this world. Go make a difference. Pursue. Pursue. Pursue in the will of God. Pursue implies effort. And pursue in faith. You know what? You will recover whatever God has for you. He will not fail you. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for these five young people. I rejoice in their lives. Lord, it's been a very pleasant year in the school. There hasn't been a lot of drama. Lord, they behaved. They participated. They've been involved. And I believe, God, that they've had good attitudes, as someone said in the speech. I appreciate so very much, Lord, their example as the senior class. And now, God, will you please send them out of here with a desire to pursue the next phase of their life and even beyond. I pray that you will bless them, empower them, use them, provide for them, and God, help them to pursue in your will, to pursue with hard work, and to pursue in faith. And I look so forward to seeing what you have planned for them in the future. Bless their families, their parents, their grandparents, the siblings that are here this evening. Bless these five high school seniors is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's time. Would the graduates please stand? Cherith Lynn Angel. Jaquan Anthony Bibbs. Rick Dean Dela Cruz. Luke Isaiah Kent. Bailey Grace Smith. Gives me great pleasure to introduce graduating class of 2015. You may move your tassels.
All right, let's stand if you would. Thank you so much for coming tonight.